You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane on Giant 96. We're getting ready to take a trip with Little Ed Williams, straight out of Chicago. You may have heard him in Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, and he will be performing tonight at the Slippery Noodle, 8:30 downtown Indianapolis. Little Ed, he slashes that slide guitar and has flamboyant style. Yeah, he's definitely knows how to entertain, so it's going to be a hot night at the Noodle. I would like to welcome to the show, and very thankful to have him here, Mr. Little Ed Williams. Tell me about your latest release, The Big Sound, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials.
I think I like it a lot. I'm hoping that everybody else like it. It's got a little soul, a little rock and roll. I've changed up a little few things on it, and I think it's cool. I went deeper within myself, I think, because I had a lot of different thoughts and a lot of different groups in mind. Giving up on your love comes from the old days when, you know, you think about your old time used to be there once in a while, and, you know, think about somebody that kind of got you into a sad mode at some point, and you come up with stuff like that.
Giving up.
Giving Up on Your Love from the big sound of Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, who will be performing tonight at the Slippery Noodle. Your chance to go out and see these blues legends. It's going to be a good one tonight at the Slippery Noodle tonight at 8:30. And now we return to an interview with Little Ed.
So you've had a lot of... Now, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you were first introduced to music.
Well, I was introduced through my uncle, J.B. Huddle. He was one of the slide greatest. He would come over to the family and play. And that's how I started actually even listening to music because, you know, back when I was coming up, the kids really wasn't allowed in the room with the grown-ups when they were drinking and having a good time. So we had to kind of peep in every once in a while, you know. But Uncle JB would come over and play for the family, and I heard the music, and I seen him using the slide, and I thought it was really cool. And that's how I come about wanting to play music.
Did it start out blues?
Yes, it was blues. It was nothing but blues. I mean, we used to go to church every Sunday, and my family would get together. They had a group called the Golden Crowns, and they would sing in church. That was the first thing I heard. And then they'd get out of church, and Uncle JB would break out the guitar, and they would start singing blues. My family would play records. They played Muddy Waters, Jimmy Reed, John Lee Hooker, all those type guys. You know, Percy Mayfield, you know, all those type guys. And that's what I was listening to coming up. So that was a lot of influence after my uncle passed. Then I got more into them, you know, before I got with Abigail.
Bruce discovered you from the Chicago blues scene.
Yeah, he did, actually. He came in and he used to come into a club. I used to playing in Chicago, peep in every once in a while. I would see him. But I didn't know who he was, and finally came up and introduced himself and told me he was doing an anthology album, and he wanted me to do a couple of songs on it. And that's pretty much how we got together. You know, we got in the studio, started having a good time, and wound up doing 30 songs in 3 hours.
And you went on to record a lot of fun different albums like Chicken Gravy and Biscuits from 1989.
That's one of my favorites.
Well, why is that?
Well, I think we were getting close to the high end of our traveling. We were having a good time. A lot of the music was good, and people were having a good time. And, you know, the economy is a little slow now, and it's a little different than it was back then.
No, it has been different. They say that we're sort of in a changing period in the music business to see what will, you know, come with all the digital technology and everything that's happening.
Well, it's so much the digital technology. The rules have changed. You know, people used to go out and they could smoke, they could drink, you know. And all that's done changed now. You know, it's hard for people. You know, people can't drink what they normally would drink when they go out. And a lot of people still smoke. And, you know, they have to run out of the bar every time we take a break, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of stuff have changed now since then.
Now, you are known for your spontaneous, unpredictable live shows. And for our listeners who have not been to a show before, tell us a little bit about what they can expect at the Slippery Noodle.
Well, I'm hoping they can expect to have a really good time. I like to have fun, you know, and fun is a good thing to have with the music. You know, you laugh and you joke and you talk and you sing, and, you know, I do things like crawl on my knees and walk on my toes and, you know, and just try to have a good time, you know.
You can check out Little Ed and the Blues Imperials tonight at the Slippery Noodle, 8:30. Be there.